Every morning when I wake up, I'll run off to my drawer, take out the mirror, and look at myself. I say, hello HIV, you trespasser. You are in my body. You have to obey the rules. You have to respect me. And if you don't hurt me, I won't hurt you. You mind your business, I'll mind mine. Then I'll give you your ticket when your time comes.
That was the voice of Timbi Ngubane, who found out she was HIV positive when she was a teen. She's been audio taping a diary of her life with AIDS. Joe Richmond of Radio Diaries traveled to South Africa, met with Ngubane, and gave her recording equipment to chronicle her life story. Both recently spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.
So, Timbi, when did you become infected, and how did you find out that you were infected?
I got tested 4 years ago. I didn't have any illness that would lead me to go for an HIV test. But my ex-boyfriend, he was seriously sick and ended up dying because of the sickness. That's when I realized that I have to have an HIV test because no one would tell me what happened to him.
Joe, how did you come to conceive of the idea for this project?
I run a nonprofit production company called Radio Diaries, so a lot of the work that we do is working with people to tell their own stories in this way. And sometimes it works best with an issue that kind of needs this approach, and AIDS is sort of that issue. You know, it's maybe not a faceless issue, but in some sense a voiceless issue. So, you know, we thought that it was a way to kind of get beyond kind of the mind-numbing facts and figures about AIDS, to just get to know one person.
And the figures are just horrible. 5 million people in South Africa who are infected with HIV, and young women and girls, 16 to 24, is it, that are the fastest infection?
Yeah, far and away the group that's being most dramatically hit by the disease right now. But, you know, I've been living in South Africa with my wife for a year and a half. Living there, you know, you get a little bit immune to the numbers. I mean, it's a little bit hard. And you know, for me, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do a project, you know, that would take a year on this subject, you know. And it was really when I met Timbi and I realized I wasn't doing a documentary on AIDS, I was doing a documentary on Timbi. And she was sort of my access point to this issue in a way. And hopefully that, you know, that's what she provides for the listeners as well.
Timbi, let's just listen to a little bit of where you talk about some of the stigma associated with AIDS.
There are a lot of us here in Khayelitsha who are sick, but the people don't disclose because they are scared of discrimination. People do talk, do point, people do whisper. And sometimes if they hear that someone is HIV, they burn your house down so that you can't stay there anymore.
You talk about the stigma, and yet you were carrying a tape recorder around. And tape recording your life, you were making yourself very open. How did it feel to be so exposed?
Well, it was kind of difficult to carry the tape recorder because some people were telling me that it is not right to talk about my HIV status. It is something that is confidential. But I felt like I needed to talk about it. I didn't need to hide because hiding won't help me.
You have a really beautiful relationship with your boyfriend, who actually is here in LA with you on this trip. And I just want to play a little bit of your dialogue with him about HIV.
Milkaya.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish that maybe you have never met me?
No. Just because the only thing is that I love you. You know that.
Yes. But I'm the one who's infected you.
I don't want to blame you. You didn't chase after AIDS. You didn't go in top of the mountain and said you want to have AIDS, you know? And I don't want you to blame yourself.
How has HIV shaped your relationship?
Well, at first it was very difficult because we both didn't understand anything about HIV or AIDS. But through the help of the support group and also some teachings from the doctors at the clinic, we just patched things up. Yeah, we made things work because, first of all, we love each other and we trust each other. So we didn't believe that something like a disease could come between us.
And let me just describe you. You are a very petite, beautiful woman, very girlish figure, and yet you have a daughter now. And your daughter's HIV status?
She's HIV negative.
I thought that I didn't have the right to have a baby. But again, I thought that I need to have a baby because I'm also human. But this disease was standing in front of me. It was the only reason that was going to keep me from having a baby. I'm in a community that has antiretroviral drugs. So I did have an access to ARVs, which I get them for free. My doctor told me that there are some things that they can do as doctors to help to prevent the child from getting infected from the mother through birth.
I'll just add that it's actually one of the brightest spots in terms of AIDS treatment, what they've been able to do with mother-to-child transmission. You know, rates used to be around 40% transmission of the disease. And now with using the proper drugs, if you don't breastfeed and even have a cesarean section, rates are down below 2%.
Joe, who is the audience for this? It aired on NPR's All Things Considered. You're going around on a tour. Who are you hoping that this will touch? And are you also airing this in South Africa?
We wanted to do something a little more with this. And so that's when we started to think about doing the tour. And it's funny because, you know, on the radio, you're reaching millions of people. At a lot of these events, we're reaching maybe 200-300. But it feels so much more powerful. In terms of South Africa, when Tembi goes back, she's going to be part of this great group that does education programs in the schools. And we're going to take her story and translate it into Zulu. And can you help me out, Tembi?
Xhosa.
Just to get it on community radio stations throughout South Africa and kind of get it to people who really need to hear it there.
And finally, Tembi, if you could go back in time and choose whether you became the person that you are now, including being HIV positive, or if you could change that moment and not be infected, but also not have seen the world as you've seen it, what would you choose?
I would choose the person I am now.
Thank you, Tembi, and thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea with Joe Richmond and Tembi Ngubane. They collaborated on an audio diary of Tembi's life with AIDS. You can hear the audio diary at npr.org.